another worldly gift that has not been equaled yet. He was unique among the posters who write comments on the net. He had a special talent that the other posters lacked. It was his way with words, two words to be exact. I-T-S, I-T apostrophe S. He was the last man on the net who knew which form of its to use. I-T-S, I-T apostrophe S. On Facebook and on blogs, he somehow knew the one to choose. Well, I think he was a wizard. It's the only explanation. It's not like you can find a book that has that information. If he only could have passed along the knowledge he possessed of when to put an apostrophe before you reach the S.
Okay, here's the rule. If you can replace it's with it is or it has, then you use the apostrophe. If you were attributing ownership, for example, I see the hamster with its hamster toy, you do not use the apostrophe. It's really that simple.
He tried to spread his knowledge that he saw so very vital, looking like the guy on Python who appeared before the titles. And then one day he disappeared. He must have called it quits. Now there ain't nobody left who knows just what to do with its. I-T-S, I-T apostrophe S. On all his Facebook entries, he always got it right. I-T-S, I-T apostrophe S. The only poster on the net who somehow saw the light. Some people say he went insane, others say he's in the slammer, for the day he went medieval on those using lousy grammar. And though it does sound crazy, I can almost hear his voice, his spirit still advising me on how to make the choice.
You're making it much harder than it should be. Let me repeat. If you were attributing ownership, it's without the apostrophe. But if it's... Wait a minute. You've tuned me out, haven't you? You're not listening at all. Look, this is all third grade stuff, all right? I demand that you listen to me. I see the hamster with its hamster toy. I see the hamster with its hamster toy. I see the hamster with